Renowned and beloved author of The Lottery and The Haunting of Hill House, Shirley Jackson wrote with a rare combination of deadpan humor, ruthless insight, and delight in the terrifying. A mother of four and a prolific writer of fiction and personal essays, her keen observations of both daily life and the unexplainable are by turns dramatic, humorous, and unique. Since her death in 1965, her significance in 20th century American literature has only grown. Her writing feels as fresh and timeless as when it first appeared. There is a new collection of her work edited by two of her children, Let Me Tell You, New Stories, Essays, and Other Writings by Shirley Jackson. And we welcome Lawrence Jackson Hyman to the program this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
How did you and your sister ultimately come to this project and working through your mother's work and putting it in the collection?
My mother was a very prolific writer and died at a very young age, 47. She produced hundreds of short stories, many of them never published, or published in popular magazines in the 50s that are gone. We found a great deal of her material in the Library of Congress among her papers that were donated after her death by my father, according to her wishes. And we spent the last 2.5 years sorting through manuscripts in her files and photocopying them and editing them and putting them together when they often didn't seem to fit together. It was quite a process, but there's just a great volume of her work, and we thought that the world should see it.
This collection was at the Library of Congress, correct?
Much of it was. Originally, some of it arrived in an unmarked box on my porch in the mid-90s. It just appeared one day. There was no return address, and I was kind of nervous about it, and for some several hours avoided opening it, and finally did out of curiosity, and lo and behold, there were the original manuscript for The Haunting of Hill House and many of her notes that she'd compiled for that novel, and half a dozen short stories that I recognized instantly as hers, because they were on her traditional yellow copy paper and in her unmistakable typeface from her Royal typewriter. And I read a couple of them, and I thought, wow, I've never seen these before. So that started the original compiling, and my sister and I, in 1997, published a book with Bantam called Just an Ordinary Day, which contained many of them. But there were many more, and over the years we mused about it, and we finally, in 2011, went back to the Library of Congress to retrieve more material, and we found to our delight that not only were there still dozens and dozens of unpublished stories, some of them unfinished, but also 800 of her line drawings, which the world had never seen.
Ultimately, in the book, 56 works, 30 short stories, 16 essays, 5 on the craft of writing, and 10 pieces of humor on family. And as you note, only about 15 or so of those have been published before. And what do you think we learn in the new work that we have never read?
Well, there's a great variety of material here, and that reflects the way my mother wrote. She wrote in a variety of styles. And a lot of people had trouble with that. They could never recognize that a writer can write in many different kinds of styles and do it well. My mother is most noted for her Gothic novels. Of course, The Lottery started things, but she also wrote these humorous pieces about our family that were published widely in the late 40s and the 50s, mainly. And were compiled in 2 books of family memoir, Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons. And she, in addition, she wrote essays about writing. She gave lectures about writing. One of the things she most loved to do was to go to writers' conferences and work with budding, serious writers. And she loved teaching.
In the much of your, in your growing up, she obviously lived for a long time in our region in Bennington, Vermont. Is that where you primarily grew up?
Yes, I was born in New York, but I grew up in North Bennington, Vermont. Big distinction.
there is.
It's a small town, 1,000 people. Everybody knows everyone. And that's the village I grew up in, and that's the village that she chose to live in. Both my parents loved it there.
It's fascinating because when you read, I actually first came to know your mother through the works of nonfiction, just the way I was brought up, of Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons, mm-hmm. and later came to The Lottery and The Haunting of Hill House. But in her descriptions, as you drive through North Bennington, just from her descriptions, you know what house you grew up in.
Well, certainly. We lived in a couple of houses there, one famously with pillars.
Yes.
And yeah. Another one on Main Street with crooked gateposts and a large barn, which she wrote lovingly about, and I have very fond memories of. The town has often been said to be the setting for some of her stories, but it really wasn't. She wrote fiction, and she lived in the village, and she didn't really, in the memoirs, Life Among the Savages and Raising Demons, she did, of course, mention some of their friends by name, and some of my friends and my siblings' friends, but her fiction was fiction, and it should not be confused with her personal life.
There are 30 short stories in this volume, and they're really fun to read. What was the nature? What did she? The reason for her writing them was what?
Well, she was a professional writer. She wrote every day from childhood on. She as an adult would write in the mornings after we had gone off to school, and then she would write again evenings, sometimes well into the night. But every day she sat at the typewriter. It was her job. And she was adamant that she was a professional writer, and people used to call her a housewife. I mean, they couldn't recognize the fact that because she was raising a family and running a household, that she couldn't also be a professional writer. And she was quite adamant about that. She wanted people to recognize that this was a business, this was her profession, and she took it very seriously.
You mentioned this, and this is written in the foreword as well, that Let Me Tell You contains a multitude of Shirley Jacksons. Talk a little bit about that idea of how there are so many incarnations of her and her work.
Well, there are. I can't explain why she wrote in many styles, but she did so comfortably. Some of it was in the 50s and the late 40s especially done because the magazines had a great appetite for the lighthearted stories that she's somewhat less known for, and the humorous family chronicles that she is pretty well known for, but that people have trouble reconciling the fact that she could write a story like The Lottery or a novel like The Haunting of Hill House and then turn around and write a story called Here I Am Washing Dishes Again, which 50 years later is still pretty funny, I think.
There is a story toward the end of the book. It's a lecture, actually, entitled On Fans and Fan Mail. What was it like for you and even your sister to live with a famous mom?
Well, she was a normal mother, believe it or not. She was just like other people's mothers, and she took us to appointments. She took us to school. She took us to the dentist. She took my sisters to scout meetings and dances. She was a very responsible, loving mother, but she had a profession, which was writing fiction, and it was her job, and she would go to work like anyone else in the morning with great seriousness and great hopeful intentions.
But did you understand that other people knew her and that she was somebody that people read and responded to?
Oh, certainly. We knew, especially when she wrote stories about us and they were published, we would see ourselves in glossy magazines, sometimes represented as funny, sometimes conniving, sometimes mischievous. I mean, she captured our personalities pretty well, and we didn't mind it a bit. We were certainly aware that she wrote about us, and we were also aware that she wrote stories not about us, and that she was quite famous for some of the more gothic and macabre stories that she created.
As you said, she was your mom. So did you see that side of her? Did you see the side that would come up with a lottery or Haunting at Hill House?
Well, she would just go into her study and close the door and type furiously. That was part of the fabric of our daily life. And we would come home from school, and we would often hear both our parents typing away. It was very percussive, and we got used to it and tuned it out, but often our friends would be quite surprised. But we knew that was what they did for a living. My father was also a writer and a teacher at Bennington College, but my mother was a writer of stories and novels. And as we grew older, we were very proud of her and didn't mind the attention, and shared somewhat in the delight when books came out. We would read them. I remember first reading The Haunting of Hill House, and it scared me quite considerably. my sister for a while refused to read it because it was too frightening. But we certainly understood, recognized, and were very proud of the fact that she created these books and stories and became quite noted for them.
And do you read it in a way where you say, oh, God, Mom totally wrote that?
Oh, yes. Her voice is very distinctive. Her way of writing is very distinctive. Her images are complex and symbolic, and she had a very distinctive style. She used language very sparingly and well. Sometimes she would repeat words for effect, and just in case the reader hadn't gotten it. She was a very skillful writer, and in editing her work, I came more and more to appreciate just how skillful a writer she was.
Talk to us a little bit about the editing process, and especially editing with your sister as well.
Well, we worked together well. We would trade stories back and forth. It was a long process of culling. We had many more than we published. We looked at perhaps 150 stories, maybe more, over the two books, and culled them down to 50-odd in each. But we just went about it very methodically and tried to tune out the fact that it was our mother we were editing. We certainly knew it, and we had personal associations with much of the material. But we really made a great effort to select and edit stories that we felt represented her work. Even the early work, which is certainly less polished than her later work, but no less inventive and interesting and exciting and provocative. And we tried to be fresh in our approach to the material so that we weren't bogged down in any way by knowing it was our mother who wrote the material. If anything, we felt inspired. We felt that she was lurking there among the pages. Her presence was there very distinctly.
Well, the name of the book is Let Me Tell You, New Stories, Essays, and Other Writings by Shirley Jackson, and it is edited by Sarah Hyman DeWitt and Lawrence Jackson Hyman. Lawrence, thank you very much for spending time with us this morning. Best of luck with the volume, and thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Joe. My pleasure.
Great pleasure. Again, the title of the book, Let Me Tell You, by Shirley Jackson. It's published by Random House. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.